And let's take a moment to remember Sir Arthur C. Clarke, who has died at the age of 90. He's best known for writing 2001, A Space Odyssey, which became a movie, but he wrote many dozens of science fiction novels. He was a trained scientist who applied intellectual rigor to his imagination, and he inspired generations of writers and scientists. NPR's Netta Ulaby has this remembrance.
On his 90th birthday, just a few months ago, Arthur C. Clarke recorded a YouTube message to friends and fans.
Hello, this is Arthur Clarke speaking to you from my home in Colombo, Sri Lanka.
Clarke has lived there since the 1950s, and that's where he died, after suffering for years from post-polio syndrome.
Being completely wheelchaired doesn't stop my mind from roaming the universe. On the contrary, in my time, I've been very fortunate to have seen many of my dreams come true.
One idea Clarke himself hypothesized was geosynchronous orbit, which physics professor John Kramer says we now take for granted as part of our communication system. He teaches at the University of Washington, and he describes Arthur Clarke as a scientist's science fiction writer.
He basically was one of the very first people to write what is now called hard science fiction, hard meaning that the physics and the chemistry and the biology and so forth are accurate and more or less trustworthy.
Clarke studied math and physics before serving in the Royal Air Force during World War II. Science fiction editor Patrick Nielsen Hayden says Clarke recognized the almost mystical awe that fuels great science, and as a storyteller, he released it, step by rational step.
A great deal of what his work is about is that moment when the universe reveals its true, almost unencompassable vastness to human observers.
Clarke rejoiced in the romance of living in a gigantic universe. He embraced the idea that it's human destiny to move beyond the Earth. Those ideas were most famously expressed in the book and movie 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Although the movie spawned one of science fiction's great malevolent characters in the computer HAL, Clarke told NPR he was never anything but delighted by technology.
The computers are probably our successors, the intelligent computers of the future. And I don't see why we should worry about that. I only hope that they'll treat us kindly like household pets.
Arthur Clarke was an obvious choice to work with Walter Cronkite covering the Apollo 12 and 15 missions. He also hosted a 1980s TV series that questioned, among other things, the existence of underwater monsters.
In Lake Okanagan, a midnight vigil by 60 divers in search of Ogopogo. There have been red submarines, yellow submarines.
Clarke's curiosity for underwater exploration led him to establish a diving station in Sri Lanka decades ago. On the occasion of his 90th birthday, he said he had three wishes: to see evidence of extraterrestrial life, to bring an end to global warming, and to see peace in Sri Lanka, his adopted home.
This is Arthur Clarke saying thank you and goodbye from Colombo.
Netta Ulaby, NPR News.